Thank you very much for coming to listen to us once again. I'm Tony Fitzherbert. I agree with all of the comments from my orange-shirted colleagues. However, the most crucial and least understood justification for submerging this entire proposal within state transportation corridors is exposure to potentially health-devastating electromagnetic fields radiating from high-voltage transmission lines. EMF pollution has been heralded by medical professionals and scientists as the most predominant polluter of the 21st century. Awareness of the dangers of EMF pollution first surfaced in the late 1970s from the research of Paul Brodeur, and there are a lot of footnotes in the written version of this. Mr. Brodeur linked EMFs from aerial power lines to increases in cancerous brain tumors, leukemia, birth defects, nausea, and stress. Isn't that wonderful? At the same time, research by Dr. David Carpenter, dean of the State University of New York School of Public Health, determined that prolonged exposure to EMFs from transmission lines contributed to at least 30% of all childhood cancers. In 1990, Time, Business Week, Ted Koppel and Dan Rather of CBS published or aired reports linking a plethora of illnesses to EMF exposure. In March 1990, based upon studies showing a causal link between leukemia, lymphoma, and nervous disorders in EMFs, the EPA recommended that EMFs be classified as a Class B carcinogen along with PCBs and formaldehyde. The electric utility industry, bless them, successfully pressured the EPA to rescind that classification. Sound familiar? And there's a lot of other material here. However, on November 18, 2010, the Commonwealth Club of California, an organization dedicated to EMF research, hosted panels composed of medical doctors who summarized their findings with the observations that the effect of EMFs upon humans result in an increased risk of cancer, and we will face an epidemic of cancer from EMFs. They concluded that governments and corporations, your government, need to minimize community and personal exposure to electromagnetic fields, which is a no-brainer. Bury Northern Pass. Candidly, I think you gentlemen and ladies sense that Northern Pass is about as welcome up here as a skunk at an outdoor wedding reception or a church school picnic. Thank you very much.